Seattle's business community is bracing for a financial blow. The city council is weighing a new tax on businesses to fund housing and homelessness programs. The so-called head tax would charge companies based on how many employees they have. 88.5's Will James reports.
Leaders of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce declined to participate in the task force that drafted this proposal. To them, the whole process seemed designed to justify a tax. So Chamber President Marilyn Strickland says she's not surprised by the outcome, but she's not thrilled either.
We acknowledge that, you know, housing prices have increased dramatically because we are just experiencing this growth that we never expected. But we don't think that the default position of business isn't paying its fair share and business should pay yet more taxes is the right way to go.
She says business owners are frustrated after facing years of other tax hikes, one of the highest minimum wages in the nation, and strict new employee scheduling rules. Strickland says the city should look at how it's spending existing money before looking for new revenue. Members of the task force that's recommending the tax say it's a way to raise $75 million a year without impacting lower-income residents. The city council could vote on it by May. Will James, 88.5 News.